yes. Yeah.
Is there a way open the window to get some air in, or it's off limits? Okay, a chamitch chum shatari if you have it. What? And a chumitch and a gemar megillah if you have it. You can get a small gemar megillah from the. Is that that's a chumash? Okay, I got the chumash parts fall into place. Okay. Speaking a little bit about, I guess there can't be a better place to speak about the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash than sitting and overlooking it. I used to teach for a few years in Eish HaTorah, and it always felt very queasy to speak, you know, when you have like the Beis HaMikdash in the back. And I remember one Erev Yom Kippur, I was sitting and learning the Mishnayos of the Avodah, and all of a sudden it struck me that, like, this is where he stood, and this is where the power was, and it was kind of a very, very eerie feeling. So, just speaking about the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, when you're sitting right in front, is kind of a little bit, takes some doing. I want to speak a little bit about understanding some elementary aspect of the Mishkan, and what was required in it. Let's first take a pashta sense of what it was and what it was about. We need to have Hashuras HaShchina. We want to have a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. That's Hashuras HaShchina. In order to do that, you need some sort of kelim to do it. You need things that enhance a place to have Hashuras HaShchina. Now, the kelim that are listed as kelim seem to be things that sort of duplicate a human need, so to speak. In other words, it says by Elisha or by Eliyahu that the woman made him a room, and they had a menorah, they had a shulchan, they had a kisei. You know, these are items that, so to speak, are the elementary artifacts of a home, and kavayachol, everything in this world represents something. And when you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, to dwell someplace, meaning you have a sense of presence, you also have kelim that imitate a person's needs. Just like a person is in demus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything about us is similar, quote unquote, we can learn from it about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elementary human needs are also, so to speak, bits and pieces, items and elements of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs, so to speak, for Hashuras HaShchina. It fits fine with the Mizbeach, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Aron. Those are all things that we're kind of familiar with. These are things that we could sort of imagine. There's one piece that is a little bit difficult for us, and it's a very important piece. It's something that is not easily translated to something that's meaningful. We have, for instance, and this is something that's meaningful, we have the Yerios HaMishkan, which are the covering of the Mishkan, and they serve to give it a sense of a house, so to speak. Okay, that's sort of all similar. But there's one piece that's part and parcel of it, and it repeats itself in many places, and it's very, very strange. And that is the, you have, for instance, Vasisa es, you have a paroches between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. Now, the paroches is not just to keep people out of there, or not even we shouldn't look into it. The paroches itself has halachas. It's an element that's significant. We have in around the Mishkan, Vasisas Chatzar Mishkan Lefas Negev Teimana, Kloyim Lechotze, Sheish Maza, Mea Ba'ama, Orech Lepe Achas. You have a curtain that surrounds the Chotze of the Mishkan, and it is a very, very important piece of it. You have in... you have a kloyim. So Rashi says they're like masts of a ship, and they were woven. There are all sorts of halachas. What was the point of that? What was the point of those curtains around? Yes, when you have your own backyard and you don't like people watching what you're doing in the backyard, so make a curtain around it. But what was going on in the Mishkan that was so secret? And Mele the Kodesh Kadoshim, you say it's very, very holy and kind of it's beyond everything. But what would be the case of the what would be the chatzah? We wanted people to be part of the avoda, and everybody would come in, and so on and so forth. If you wanted to keep people who are tamei out, so that's functional. You can make a big sign, you can make a wall, but that wall is not part and parcel of it. You reel some mishkan, you have to reel some mishkan. You have the parochas that divides the kodesh kadoshim from the kodesh. And this is something that is part of the Ikri Halachas. You also find, for instance, the Gemara in Megillah, when it speaks about if there were Makriv Karbanis between when there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. So it says that what they did was they put up Kiloyim, And they wove they put up posts and they made a mechitza around it. And the question is, was that just for tznius or that's mitzad the ikri halachis for the kedushas hamakom? They needed to have it. The Gemara's shaila is if the kitchel shaitzus halav or not. But you see that it's part and parcel of the makom is having those kloim. And I really need to understand what's the point of it. It's nice, it's decorative, it's functional, but certainly not creating kedusha. And the Gemara Megillah implies that if you hold there was no kedusha, that had to be there. You could have that and a mizbeach, and that could work. One, a second point I'd like to go to is all the way at the beginning of the parsha. It says, "Dabo meisol v'yikholi truma." So the word truma has different meanings. I mean, we're used to go to the Kaisel, people ask for an adavis, and you get these receipts, it says truma chamesh shekel, truma shekel. We translate the word truma instinctively as a donation. That is, it's only roughly correct, it's not the real meaning. Truma can come from the Lashon Rome, which means high, to raise something up. Rashi here says, and it's the Targum, that the word Malulam Neisrael, the Targum says, V'yifrishun kadamai afreshusa min kol gevar. The word truma is to separate, to be mafresh. And Rashi says that that's the meaning. Truma hafrasha. Yafrishim one in a dava. That is an awkward word to use. If I ask somebody, could you give me a donation? So we say, fine, give me a donation. If I say somebody, separate from yourself and give it to me, where does the word separate come? Maybe when I, let's say I want to give a donation, and I want to make sure I have the money, so I'll separate it, I'll put it aside, and wait for, you know, for the time to come to give it. But it's not what the person asking for it is going to ask for. What does it mean to separate? What is that word implying? As opposed to what? Give me! Of course when you give me something, you'll be separated from it. That's obvious. So what does that word mean over here? And that's the key word here. V'yikholi truma me'ezkosh advenaliv trikas trumasi. The money and the things that went for the Mishkan all are truma, and that's it. Let's take a look at a little bit at the medrash explain something here. It says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Aseli Mishkan, Hischo Masmiya Vayma, he really was very perplexed. The concept of having a place for God is very, very perplexing. Va'omer, he says, Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu Molal Yonim V'Tachtonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills all worlds, Va'omer Aseli Mishkan, and he tells me, okay, make me a house, where are you not? And he says, Shlomo Melech was building a Beis HaMikdash that was so much bigger than a Mishkan. Can it be that God would descend in this world? So Moshe made a kavachom. He said, listen, Beis HaMikdash is so much bigger than a Mishkan and it can't hold God. So how in the world could a Mishkan hold it? So therefore, Moshe said, Yoshe b'seisa elyon. Doesn't give us any sense of, and therefore what? What exactly does it mean? Yoshe b'seisa elyon. Therefore, he said, Moshe b'seisa elyon. Another point that the Medrash makes on the same issue goes like this. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo k'shem shata sova kach ani sova. It's not, you're making a mistake. My thinking and your thinking are not alike. You have it wrong. Ella, Esrim Keresh Betzafin, put 20 Krushim down on the north side, the Esrim Bedarim, 20 Adarim, Ushmane Bemairov, which are the sticks that form the wall of the Ol Moed. And then I'll comment on Amal Amma. So what's he replying? Moshe Rabbeinu had a good taina. Moshe said, it says, and he's really quoting, he's coming off someone else's quote, Shemayim Mishmeshwar Nechal Kalucha, there's no place in the world that's so big that can contain God. So how can we bring it down here? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, put up the sticks around and around, put up 20, 20 and 8, and I'm there. Well, I understand that that's what happened, but what's the answer? It's a very good question. It's a good problem. What does it mean? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu come into a place when, by definition, the infinite can't fit into the finite? I mean, you can't put an infinite thing into a finite place. It's elementary. And that was it's a perplexing question. And if the Medrash is giving the question, where's the answer to the Medrash? That's really, to me, that's really something that really demands some explanation. So let's talk a little bit about this. Let's understand a little bit about some of the deeper content here. We find in the tachlis of the paroches, for instance, is to be mavdil between the kodesh and the kodesh kodashim. You find the word havdala used, lamashal, in parashas kodashim. V'hivdaltem b'na behema tohor la tmeya b'na eif ha-tomi la tohor v'losishakcius nafshosechem b'ema ofa b'chol ha-shatirma sa'adoma asher hivdalti lochem l'tami v'yisem li k'doshim k'doshim Hashem v'avdil eschem min ha'am liyosli. So Klal Yisrael is constantly the pasuk here, the psukim, it's actually four psukim. Ani Hashem akerem shevdalt eschem min ha'amim vivdalt emerem tolo tohoro ashevdalt elchem letame visem k'toishim va'avd eschem min ha'amim. The pasuk here keeps stressing the point of havdalah as being a certain key defining Klal Yisrael. Now let's for a minute ask ourselves, where does Havdalah come in? We think Havdalah works as follows. Let's say I have a clean suit, and it's nice, and it's just fresh. I just bought it, and I spent a lot of money for it. So someone tells me, don't get it dirty. make sure it doesn't get dirty because it's an expensive suit. But a shmata, no matter how much I keep it away from other things, is not going to become a better suit because I didn't get it dirty. If it's got holes in it and it's really, really had its day, it's not going to become a good suit. For us, Havdalah is after the fact. In other words, if I have something good, keep it away, and so on. But here, in the Pasuk, the way it speaks about Klal Yisrael, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavdil Klal Yisrael, and that's how I became a nation. Havdalah comes first. So let's understand about the concept of Kedusha and how it works, and so on and so forth. Let's answer a little bit. It says in the Sfarim, that this, the deep Sfarim that deal with these things, that the first step in the Bria, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create a world, was to, so to speak, retreat and allow us to exist. It means it on many levels. Let's take it on a level that we can relate to. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was apparent to us and we could see him every place, then we wouldn't have any choice. We wouldn't have any sense of self because it's all bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a little bubble of illusion where we walk around, we have a sense of ourself, we have a choice. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, you know, maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't do it. It was separate from and moved all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, and that's our sense of existence and being and so on and so forth. HaShemayim Shemayim LaHashem. And then Va'aretz Osim Ve'Adam, he divided it and separated. And that's really what gives us our sense. So let's ask ourselves, if we need to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Bria, the way to do it is to remove ourselves from some segment of the Bria and make it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is magdish something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word magdish is to aser it. In other words, when a person makes something hegdish, I say the statement is not this is Hashem's and well, oh, if it's Hashem's, stay away from it. This is not mine anymore, and therefore Hashem fills in. Let's give a mashal. Imagine if we're underwater, we're living in a bubble, and there's water all around. How do I get water into the room? Let's say I want to get water into the room for some reason. I don't need to bring water in. I need to open a window, and then run for it. But I don't. The water is there. It's what's keeping it out are those walls. In other words, any place that a person has bechira and is his and he sees it as his, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. When a person moves back, that's when it becomes a place where automatically fills in with kedusha. The first point that we need it, the v'yikuli truma, it's not the pshat, well, if you do all these things, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come. It's, the first thing is, if you take this money and say, you know, this is not mine, it's Hashem's, then it fills in automatically. It's like if you have a solid piece of stone, and you carve a hole out, the water will go there automatically. Wherever the stone is not, that's where the water is. To become a kli, you need to have a place where the kli is not. It's almost a paradox. Take a solid bar of gold. How much water can it hold? None. Remove gold. Wherever you've removed it, that becomes a kli kibble for the water to go into. That's the side of Elikus and the Bria. Wherever we claim a presence and claim something, there is not going to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu there. It's us. We can do good things, bad things, makes no difference. But the concept of Ashuras Hashchina means we've allowed for the other to be there because we've withdrawn. So the first yesod in actually bringing Shechina in is being mafrish. V'yikli truma means take things that are and remove them from yourself. When you magdish it, you're removing it. That's the pshat in the kloyim, in the chotzer, and the parochas. The division, we asked a question, and rightfully so. I have a backyard. So in my backyard, I have chairs and tables and so on and so forth. I want to sit there sometimes. It's got a lawn and it's chairs and tables. And that makes it a backyard. It's not great. It's not private. When everybody can walk by and see you, it's not comfortable to sit if it's not private. So you place a screen, you place something for privacy. That's our sense of things. That's not the purpose of all of this. The creation of a makom kadosh lies in the Havdalah. I have now detached it from our world. I've drawn back kaviyachol, just like a Kadosh Baruch who drew back, so to speak, and it allowed us to emerge. This has drawn back, and we drew back, and we allow for Kadosh Baruch Hu into come in. So all those mechitzas and so on are ways in which. So even if we have nothing else, we must have mechitzas to have that the Gemara speaks mechitzas koltos, mechitzas ena koltos. Mechitzas create a place that is a kli kibul in the same way like when you have a kli and so on and so forth. Let's learn up the Chazal here. Moshe Rabbeinu's question was a real paradox. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's infinite, come into a world that's finite? It doesn't make any sense. You can't have that. And the answer that he said is, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, you don't understand where I'm coming from. You're trying to build a box big enough for me. You're right, there's no box in the world. That's not a right mahalach. If you fenced off an area that you drew back from, in other words, a makom kadosh is first and foremost a place that's not mine, it's not where I am, then I can go into an amal amma. The amount of place is not what has a Kadosh Baruch Hu there. What keeps a Kadosh Baruch Hu out from Melochel Aretz Kvodo is your presence. Draw back, and that will become Kaddish and so on. We're talking about a very high inyanim. These are obviously, you're talking about Omri Roshalom, talking about Samigdash and Mishkan and so on. I want to take it and bring a little bit of a parallel to things that are really relevant to us. A lot more. When we keep the Torah, when we're inspired to do good things and keep the Torah, it's easy to be L'mashal Shabbos. It's easy to be inspired by Zmiris, by getting together. Even Cholent is very positive. Hard to believe atheists who don't eat Cholent. Very few people have problems with Cholent, and it's fine. And we're attracted even to the Ruchnis, the davening, all these things are beautiful. What gets us a little bit annoyed are the Yisurim. And we don't feel any fulfillment in the Yisurim, and we don't get that out of it. We also have a problem with Shabbos. Zerchas Yom HaShabbos Lekatsho is Kiddush and Havdalah. So Kiddush is sort of a positive thing. We say this day is holy and it's wonderful and it's great. Havdalah is kind of anticlimactic. I mean, Shabbos is over. It's Motzei Shabbos already. What's another ceremony for? And the answer is, Shabbos is a bubble in time, like this is in place. And the first requirement, if you really want Hashroas HaShechina there, the first requirement is to draw back. It's because I can't, what I've done is I've taken a period of 24 hours and drew back. And I said, this is not where I can function. A human being needs to function. He's creative. He does. He accomplishes. And that's why we're annoyed on days that, when we have a 3-day yontiv, we're annoyed because the things we can't do, and just we kind of feel we're sort of vegetables. We're not active. We're not doing. And the answer is, real kedusha starts with a drawing back, and when you draw back, that's where you have kedusha coming in. You need to add some elements. You need an aron, you need a mizbeach, and you need this and that. But then the first step are the kiloya chotza, the boundaries. Moving back and saying this is off bounds makes it. It stretches across in everything. Let's take another example, which would seem to be quite out of a bit out of the norm for us, but it's the same principle. Torah. People who like learning like it because it's seicheldik, and they use the seichel. And they and you know, and people who are have an academic orientation and like enjoy it, and it's very enjoyable because I can sharpen my brains and use it, and it's challenging, so on and so forth. Great. Har Sinai was a mountain, but it was a low mountain, and it says because it was humble, kind of. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose it. It's a metaphor. I mean, the mountain had very little decision whether it should be high or low. How about a chesed mountain? I'm not sure what a chesed mountain looks like, but it's just a comfortable, nice mountain. Why an anav mountain? It says Moshe Rabbeinu was an anav. And that's, I mean, the Torah describes one midah tov of Moshe in the extreme. He was anav mikol adam. He was anav ma'od. And obviously, if Moshe Rabbeinu is one Torah was given, this was the most important piece. And the question, and the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to speak through Moshe. When a person heard Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, he didn't want to hear Moshe Rabbeinu's take on Torah. He wanted to make sure that he hears only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we got Torah on Sinai, we wanted to make sure that we heard that it was all Hashem. The prerequisite for having it a Devar Hashem is cutting myself out to some bit. When I accept Torah that I understand, it's about me. When I accept Torah that I don't quite understand, but I know it's true, that's Hashem. The place that I have disengaged from, that I've withdrawn from, becomes Hashem. And when I can say, somebody asked me a question recently about, so this was not a from crowd, whatever, and I told him, I want to be honest with you. This is something that I don't understand fully, and I honestly think I'll never understand it. The person asked about slavery, about Avdus. I said, I'll be very frank with you. My personal sense of it is, I don't get it. I think I've gotten it more and better, but I don't think I'll ever get it. But it's true because it's true. And just because I don't get it is not, and if anything, it means that I'm dealing with Torah because it's Hashem's wisdom, not my wisdom. And that makes it more Hashem's. It makes it difficult. It's very hard to withdraw. We're very protective of our turf. And certainly in Seichel and in understanding, it's nobody likes to draw back and not to, and kind of, yes, please.
So how do we have Chidushei Torah?
Correct. Chidusha Torah is Shemayim Shana Hashem Ratzos of Adam. It's part of it. We need to work with our seichel. That's what makes Torah, on the one hand, perplexing, challenging, enjoyable, and it makes it the ultimate partnership between Hashem and Adam. I don't understand Avdus all the way, but I know a lot about how it works, and I can say chidushim. It's like an iceberg. From a small part to the top, I see it, I can measure it, I can tell you a lot of information, I can build something on it. From there, till the bottom, clueless. That's the ultimate partnership of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah. But it requires, as much as it requires using your mind and your heart and your neshama, it also requires, shalom alechem arecha kamach shomit kadeshu. Ad kam. This is a point I can go to, and I can't go further than this. And that's what makes it, that's where the Shekhinah is. That's why I know it's Hashem speaking. Because I'm not over there. It's true about the whole range of Torah, and it's therefore it's not only Mishkan and a Mikdash Tikkah. This is the yesod for building anything that we term Ashras Hashchina. Torah has Shchina in it. Shabbos has Kedusha in it. All the things that are Kadosh have a Havdalah. Klal Yisrael starts by saying you're not like them, and it's very hard for us in Europe. My parents are East European; they were survivors. It's very easy to understand how Jews are different than Goyim. It was not an Isoyan to draw back from Polaks or Lithuanians, as my parents were, because they help you. You know, if you didn't draw back, they pushed you back, and that was very clear. But you come to society, it's nice, open, welcoming, and you need to say to yourself, I can't go all the way. I can't drink with them. I can't be part of it. It doesn't come as a result of being special. It starts where Klal Yisrael is unique and his badlus is part of it. His badlus defines as being unique. Now the question is, what's the fulfillment of that uniqueness? And it's for us who are living with Hashem, where we relate well to the positive parts of Torah, to the positive parts of mitzvahs, to the positive parts of human interaction. It's an issoyin, it's a difficulty, the drawing back part of it. But it's the necessity, as long as I didn't draw back, it's about me. I can be better, I can be worse. When I draw back and I build a mechitza, whatever is inside the mechitza now fills in with a default status, which is Kedusha in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu was everywhere, but he allowed us, he locked himself out. There's a famous Kotzke Vart, we'll finish with that. Somebody once asked the Kotzke Rebbe, or somebody asked the Kotzke Chassid, what's so special about Kotzke Chassidus? What did you learn from the Rebbe? So he said, I'll ask you a question, where is Hashem? So he said, simple, Hashem is everywhere. So, and my Rebbe, the Kotzke Rebbe, taught, Hashem is wherever you open up the door and let him in. In other words, the first understanding is Hashem is not, because we start with a closed room and a locked door. And we don't need to do actions to create Hashem. We need to allow a barrier down. Wherever we draw back and remove ourselves from it, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu calls it. In Schus, being, this year is a year of drawing back, 2 years, whatever tekufa in life, where you draw, a lot of that slacha in a yeshiva is drawing back from a lot of other things. I mean, my door was fortunate that when I came in 1970 to Israel, you drew back from everything. I mean, there was no telephone. Forget about cell phones. There were no telephones to speak to Chutz Laaretz. You needed to order a phone call in Rehov Yafo, in the main post office, and you had to order a half hour earlier, and you called either when somebody died or when somebody got engaged. There was no other... You were kind of removed a lot, and that isolation helped create a sense of Eretz Yisrael being a makom for Kula Ali and Kula Kedush and so on and so forth. We have some sort of issues with that. It's not so easy to have it today. I'm sure at some point they'll have an app for Mizbadlus also, where you can press something on the iPhone and be Mizbadl. But right now, they don't have it yet, so it is a problem. But understand that the withdrawal of it, the Isurim, the demands to move aside, creates the vessel for Kedusha, and that's where the Ashras Hashchina lies. Batzlach.